This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fortune tellers are now drawing cards.
Yeah.
What are they called? Tarot cards or
yes,
something?
Yes, they are.
On who's going to win the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Now, keep in mind, not all fortune tellers are tarot card readers.
No?
And not all tarot card readers are fortune
it's
tellers.
It's like Kleenex and tissue, Sam.
Yes.
I prefer to call them fortune.
Fortune.
Fortune tellers. Yes.
Well, they'll also tell you your misfortune.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We should just ask the California psychics.
That is true.
All right.
But these are Kansas City-based and New Orleans-based fortune tellers, Daniel.
And there's Post Malone again.
I'm a man.
Stand by. Sorry.
I think Post Malone would have more accuracy in predicting it if we asked him.
New Orleans is known for its rich culture, which includes the supernatural. You'll find fortune tellers around town and other sorts. But since we're here in Kansas City, we wanted to ask our local psychics if they can predict Sunday's winner. A battle in the bayou as the Chiefs look to get the three-peat in New Orleans. But who will win? We took that question to those with a flair for the clairvoyant. Our first stop is to see Quan Cherry, an astrologer.
In my opinion, I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
At first glance, he seems biased in his Chiefs jersey, but he explains the answer is in the stars, literally.
They favor Philadelphia in the beginning.
Okay.
In the first, yeah, in the first 40, maybe even quarter and a half.
After that, Cherry claims the Chiefs will take over and win 39-32. Not only that, but he says Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid complement each other better than Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni do.
Just the way energy works, you can't really understand the Virgo, which is Patrick, his ability to be so detailed and exacting and just, you know, where the spontaneity that he does, right? Without understanding Andy's coaching of the bigger picture.
Of course, you need to get a second opinion on these things, which takes us to our next stop, to see Consejera Karina, a psychic.
You say what you want to ask.
Okay. I want to know who's going to win the Super Bowl on Sunday, the Chiefs or the Eagles?
After asking that pressing question, she lays out the cards one by one.
I see it's going to be a very hard decision. Both of them, they are very good players, team. It's gonna be so hard, but I have a surprise. I 100% is gonna win the Chiefs.
The cards show that win will happen at the very end, within the final minute, with the Chiefs taking it all by just 1 or 2 points.
Over here, I can see difficult in the beginning, very hard for the Chiefs. Both of them, they're a very good team, but 100% is going to be the Chiefs. I see it.
She did this last year and accurately predicted a Chiefs victory. Consejera Karina says she's wrong just 5% of the time. And with those odds, one might want to bet on the Chiefs.
So those are just a couple of opinions. But as of Wednesday night, the Chiefs are 1.5-point favorites to win it all on Sunday.
Okay.
I don't think I'm getting those 2 minutes back.
That was 3 minutes.
Look, I think those predictions, those visions that they've had, hold just as much weight as all the talking heads we see on the sports.
That is not inaccurate.
I think theirs carries less. The talking heads at least know the teams. They follow the sport.
Oh, hey, how dare you diss the tellers of fortune?
If you have to roll out cards to decide who's going to win the game, you don't know the sport.
The cards help them read what's going to be happening in the future.
Then why is she wrong 5% of the time? And how does she know that?
Well, track record.
What, does she phone her old clients and say, was I right or was I wrong?
Well,
I'm sure they reach out.
Survey. Survey monkey.
I'm going to be honest. I've never done it, but there are times where I will walk by one of those storefronts, like in Lawrence, and I think
I could lose $20.
I would go in there for $20 and just see what they had to say.
Now, I am one that has made fun of this practice my entire life.
Oh.
I have had one experience, one with a medium. And I can tell you she knew things about me that no one else knows, and they want generalities.
She knows how to manipulate the information out of you and then feed it back to you.
Did she know your name before you went so she could look you up on social media?
It was not my own name. I wasn't even supposed to be part of the
event. Did she know that wasn't your real name?
Huh?
You said it was under another name.
No. The way that it works is in a group medium session is there are people who have passed who reach out.
Yeah. Like a seance.
Yeah. And she knew the first and middle name of my sister's father, who passed away back in 2011. I don't know anybody else with those two names. Nobody else in the room knew anybody with those two names. And she proceeded to tell me three things about my life that were fairly specific and had me going, huh?
Can you share
no,
those?
No, don't. But because...
Well, if they weren't very personal.
But it's all personal because...
There are strange things in this world
that you cannot explain.
That we cannot explain. And also,
by the way, you know this medium. She's was a very good friend of Michael Mackey. Yep. She has since passed.
Yep. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
The what has always bothered me are the scammers of the world, and I do believe they're just scammers in very
John Edwards
yes, in very
world.
Nice suits who will say in this crowd, "I'm getting something over here." Is it David, Don, Dennis, and then someone will go, "John, yes,
John."
John.
I had Don. I had Don, but it's John.
I'm seeing a J. I'm seeing a J. Janice? Yes. Yeah. You know, I think that has always bothered me because people so want to believe.
And to connect to the other
and
side.
And I've paid the money. I'm here. Maybe I'll be the one. And Sam, I'm glad that was meaningful for you.
To set the scene, I was sitting in the far back of a room of about 30 people. Again, I wasn't supposed to be at this event. I was just a tag along. And I'm sitting there drinking a beer, you know, like, whatever, this is crazy. And she goes, I'm getting a Joseph. And like 15 people raise their hand because how many people are named Joseph?
Right.
And I didn't raise my hand. And she goes, okay, let's narrow it down. I'm getting a Joseph Howard. Nobody else's hand went up. And I was like, well, that's me. Hello.
All right. Howard is an unusual middle name.
It's an unusual name, period.
Yeah.
How many Howards do you know in your life? I don't
Not
know
one.
Any.
Stayed at Howard Johnson's once. That would have been funny if you had raised your hand and said, I stayed at Howard Johnson's once. They love it when you do that.
Yeah.
Public reading.
And so the things that she told you about Joseph Howard.
She specifically stated something that happened to me in the previous 48 hours and then proceeded to tell me two more things regarding my life. That were very accurate and, again, pretty specific.
All right.
But did she convey a message to you from Joseph Howard?
Once she confirmed that it was him who was trying to talk to me, she then conveyed a message, yes.
And were you able to give that back to your sister?
I told her about the experience, absolutely.
Okay.
Why can't they just once say, I'm seeing a bunch of numbers and I think you should play them on Saturday?
Right. Or predict a natural disaster, I don't know, like the fires in California.
But
which wouldn't be that hard to predict.
These fortune tellers, psychics that we were just listening to, I mean, they've got a 50-50 chance.
Yep.
So those are pretty good odds of being right.
Super Bowl ticket prices are dropping dramatically.
I bet.
According to the USA Today, last year the average price was $9,365. This year, the average price is $6,645, down $3,000.
Okay.
Cheapest ticket is...
my couch.
$3,374. Boy, the fees are incredible. Like on SeatGeek, for example, the cheapest ticket they have is $2,649, but with fees, it's an extra $1,000.
For the fees?
The fees
that should
are
$1,000. That should be illegal.
A 15% fee. It's the same thing when you buy cheaper tickets.
That's more than 15%, Sam.
About 16, but yeah.
Well, then they got to add
on $2,600.
They got to add in the convenience fee and
convenient for who?
The non-shipping fee and the.
I've always wondered the. By the way, I did my math wrong. I thought you said it was a $6,000 ticket. I've never understood. How is it a convenience fee? The convenience is that you don't have to hire somebody to sit in the box office and sell me a ticket.
Yep.
Bingo.
You should be paying me
it's for convenient
the convenience
for them,
fee.
Not for me.
Then why are we paying for your convenience when it's not convenient for me?
I don't know.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.